Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Ever watched a movie on your cell phone or iPod? People do. Tiny screens are now considered acceptable. So how do you keep people coming to movies, to movie theaters? I think it's by giving people more stimulation, more one-of-a-kind experiences. Movies are becoming immersive, appealing simultaneously to all the senses. There's a Game of Thrones exhibit on right now through Sunday at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto, where you can sit on the throne or look at the swords and costumes close up. But more than that, there's a display where you don headphones and goggles. It's called using Oculus Rift technology. Climb into this wooden metal cage, and all of a sudden you feel you can see everything all around you. You're in the land of Game of Thrones, and you're going up in the air and you're looking down over the side. Snow is blowing in your face. It's quite amazing. Totally immersive, experiential cinema. Do you think that's around the corner in the future? Well, this week I'm looking at two movies that are both dramas about young female characters who are looking for outside and outlawed experiences. One's about a girl gang in 1950s in Western New York. The other's about a beautiful young woman in Paris with a hidden identity. Foxfire, Confessions of a Girl Gang, based on the novel by Joyce Carol Oates, directed by Laurent Cantet. Okay, it's the mid-50s in a small town in Western New York. Men hold all the money, all the power. The word sexual harassment didn't even exist, and things like rape are never talked about. Good girls know their place, never fight back. Bad girls are ostracized, and tough girls are outcasts. Then something changes at the town high school. Pretty Rita, played by Madeleine Besson, is harassed, humiliated, and made to stay after school by a skeezy math teacher. But the working class tough girls, Maddie, Goldie, and their leader, Margaret Legs Sadowski, played by Raven Adamson, decide to take Rita's side for once. They get revenge on the skeezy teacher by publicly shaming him. So the proto-feminist Legs, the gang leader, always questions authority. Raised by a single father, she runs away from home and bunks with gentle Maddie, played by Katie Koseni. Wouldn't it be great if we had friends we could always count on no matter what? This is what they were thinking. So after learning revolutionary ideas from an old priest in the park, from each according to her abilities to each according to her needs, the five girls decide to make it an official gang. They will live by their ideas. They form a gang called Foxfire and seal their commitment with bloody tattoos they carve in their back beneath their bra straps, sterilized with a splash of cheap bourbon. So their actions start small and nonviolent, just like protests at pet stores, broken windows, graffiti. They intervene when any of them are in trouble, such as rescuing Maddie from an evil, molesting uncle. But they're a mystery at the school. Who is or what is Foxfire? The boy gangs thinks, of course, it's other boys. Nobody knows what they are. But then one day, the members go on a joyride in a stolen car. Legs ends up in juvie, and the rest of them are put on probation. So is Foxfire finished? No. When their terms are finished, they move to a new level of cooperative living. Maddie documents it all on her portable typewriter. She's the writer. So they find a rundown house on the edge of town. They move in together, sharing chores, pooling their money. More women join the group, women and girls, but they still can't support themselves. Men hold the power and control the purse strings. So they turn to real crime, extortion, using honeypot schemes to entrap married men. Finally, they decide to carry out one big thing, a huge crime to get them all the money they need. This is a fascinating novelistic picture of a girl gang. It's not perfect. 2.5 hours long with some stilted wooden delivery, not so great dialogue always. Some of the acting is fantastic, especially Legs and Goldie, played by Raven Anderson and Claire Mazerolle, while some of the others are not as natural sounding. So, movie's not perfect, but I'm very glad I saw this one. Young and Beautiful, or Jeune et Jolie, directed by François Ozon. So Isabel, played by Marina Vacht, is a teenage girl from a middle-class family. She loses her virginity to a German boy she meets on a summer seaside holiday, but the sex is no good. She feels detached, literally, from the experience. It's an out-of-body episode where she casually views herself lying on her back, having meaningless, uncomfortable sex. So back in the city, she decides to explore that mental rift, mental split. In the fall, she creates a new, separate nighttime personality with different makeup, clothes, hairstyle, and she sets up an online presence. Her nighttime persona secretly works in the sex trade as a prostitute, meeting much older men in posh hotels. Sometimes it's dangerous, sometimes eye-opening. Occasionally, there's an emotional connection. But she doesn't spend any of the money. She just squirrels it away. Only her gayish little brother suspects something is going on. So her daytime self is still virginal, inexperienced with boys. She just goes to school, studies, chats with her school friends about the date she's on. But her nighttime self is totally adult. So wintertime comes and she is shocked by an unexpected turn of events. Can Isabel's emotional maturity ever catch up to her sexual maturity? Young and Beautiful follows the two sides of the gorgeous model-like Isabel as she navigates growing up and her troubling relationship with her own liberal mom. Simple in form, the movie's divided into four parts following the four season. It's psychologically and emotionally complex. This is a really good movie. Foxfire and Young and Beautiful both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And the Game of Thrones exhibit continues through Sundays, fully booked and free, but a few rush tickets are still available. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.